that was crazy. I'm glad for the way it happened. I don't think I'll be here next year for it.
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmont.
Yeah.
Series 3, Episode 1. Mike's on the phone.
A mini tour?
He's talking about a mini tour. Do you try to plug a tour at the beginning of our... Welcome to Zen.
Yeah, I was already thinking of doing a tour show, but just like for me to do like an hour in the B rooms and the Glees. But I'm actually going home to give all this a thought, but I'll give that an extra thought as well.
Well, we're off to... I knew all the people who've been asking for a new series, a new series of Zen with Mike Wilmont. We have really come out of the chutes flying today.
All right, well, let me give it a thought, Dave. I have to go because he's already started the fucking podcast now.
He's
actually on the podcast now.
Well, he's talking to Dave Fulton, American.
I'm talking to Dave Fulton on the phone.
And now...
When I said start right away, I didn't mean right away.
You said start right away. You said we're ready to go. No, you didn't. You said we're ready to go.
Okay, you're part of this.
Say goodbye to Dave. Bye, Dave Fulton, American comedian. Google it. He's very good. You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmont.
Hey, Phil.
I had this music. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Phil.
I had this music made for the show.
Made for the show?
Yeah.
This is our own. We own this music?
Yeah. This is a friend of Yuriko's. From Nagoya, Japan.
Yuriko Kitani?
Yuriko Kitani,
yeah. Isn't she that award-winning young comedian?
She was British radio comedian of the year 2010 something like that.
She's really good at taxes.
She's very good at taxes.
She's doing a one-woman show in Edinburgh
She just sits and does your taxes.
And she'll do your taxes for you.
Yeah.
So pick three people a night and she'll do their taxes.
This is really beautiful. This is it's about an hour long, this track.
Oh, great. So we can get three podcasts into this.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Is that the end of the first one? So where have you been? It's taken you so long to get your shit together?
Johnny West End.
I've not been Johnny West End.
Everyone's giving you so much elbow room. I was hoping you'd forget to do this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Everyone's backing off because you're so busy being in the West End and everyone's talking about Jamie.
Who? I'm not in everyone's talking about Jamie. That's Phil Nichol.
I'm Phil
Watkinson.
No,
you often confuse us.
We're killing that. You're the famous one. You're the West End guy.
I'm not the famous one now.
You're Johnny West End.
How can we be famous?
Every gay guy in Britain loves you right now.
We're listening to Zen.
What is it?
Mike Wilmont.
Yeah,
it's got your name in the title.
Yeah, well, that's...
You're the star.
That's right.
So make sure I'm recording.
But you're still in it. Are you recording?
Yeah, we're recording. Of course we are, Mike.
Okay. I just want to mention
you seem really
Phil Nichol, who's
really
not calm. You, you're is really... in the West End at the Apollo.
The Apollo. That would it's
in
the...
drag. You're playing an over the hill drag queen.
I don't know what.
Who,
you're,
by
what
the
you're
way, when you
about.
Sent me that email, that okay, Phil Nichol was playing. Remember when he said, "Yeah, hey, did you hear about Phil Nichol?
Yeah,
can you do it this way.
Yeah,
okay." Hey, remember when he sent that email saying, hey, you know Phil Nichol?
I've known Phil Nichol for 30 years.
So you know Phil Nichol?
Yeah, he just got cast in a West End show.
Yes, he's got two numbers, one in drag, and I hear he has six of his toes are permanently varnished.
Really?
A bright red, and he shaves his back and his front and his legs.
I haven't seen him yet, so I'll ask him.
I haven't seen him either.
I hear that he paints his toenails.
I hear he gets five-star reviews. I'm not sure.
It was 7 9-star.
You really, really care about Phil, don't you?
No,
you
I don't. You're the one talking about it. I'd be more interested in reading about it.
You and Phil are quite close.
I used to be, but he's got a big head now that he's in the West End.
You say that again.
It seems to be all. It takes up all the conversation.
Oh God!
But what about you?
Imagine living with him.
But what about you, Mike? You've been away for a while. It's been a while. When was the last series ended? Like almost a year ago.
Was it that long?
Yeah.
Well, I've been here for 3 months. Why didn't we do it?
I'm
leaving in a week.
Yeah. Well, I kept saying, I don't want to do this shit anymore.
No, I'm just getting into character. Because my character hates this show.
It's not a show, Mike. It's a podcast.
What's the difference?
I don't know. It's a podcast.
Shows are more entertaining.
If this was a show.
Podcasts are self-indulgent.
This is kind of entertaining. Already, we've had Dave Fulton on the line. You've made a tour. You're talking about Phil Nickel, the actor.
He wants to go on tour with me for 3 months.
Oh, the two of us. I knew this was going to happen. My computer.
Is that the end of the music or the end of the podcast?
That's the end of the music. No, the music. That's just the music.
Can you find some more music?
Yeah, I'll get some more music.
Can you get something a little more... well, no, that was nice, actually.
What would you like to hear?
More of that would be nice.
No. Oh, you don't... Is that
more? Let's tip our hats at the old... that whacked-out musical instrument that you used to have.
The theremin. Why would
we do that? Just go... Let's revisit the theremin episode.
We can't do it. We can't just do a series where we just revisit...
Okay.
Well, I want to talk about new stuff.
Oboe. So I want to hear something heavy in the oboe. Peter and the Wolf.
We've been doing it for like 5 minutes, and I am bored. And this is why. Why you tried?
You forgot. You clearly forgot how boring the first ones were. It took a year. It took a year for you to remember that these were shit. They were always shit.
They were never shit.
They were always shit.
They used to be good.
This is like Edinburgh.
You've changed.
When you go out, you do a mediocre show in Edinburgh, and then over an entire year, you convince yourself it was a great show.
You've changed.
No, I haven't changed a bit. Will say that if anybody is consistent throughout this pod thing, it's been me.
No, I don't.
It's been me and not you. Well, you could barely record it. The music. The best one we ever did, you've screwed up and didn't record it. So if anything,
the whole reason
this show is lacking in entertainment value, I put it squarely on your shoulders.
Have you thought about Zen since the last time
I hit a little Zen moment last night when I was watching my little Canadian documentary. I felt a little Zen-y there.
Tell us about your little Canadian documentary.
I was watching a Canadian documentary Canadian.
Would you suggest other people watch this documentary on Netflix?
I think if you are overseas and you're missing Canada and you want to remember what... Yes. Or go on YouTube and find anything of the hilarious House of Frankenstein. What's the hilarious House of Frankenstein?
Oh, the hilarious House of Frankenstein.
Yeah, Billy Van. My God,
what's wrong with you, Frank?
Canada's Peter
Sellers. So basically, your podcast has become like a vehicle for you to tell people to watch other stuff and listen to other stuff.
Well, if you want to be entertained for like 90 minutes, then that was Canadian and you're away from home.
Maybe they don't want to be entertained. Maybe right now, whoever's listening to this is...
Okay, the Unabomber show was pretty good too. Manhunter. The Unabomber story about the Unabomber.
You work for Netflix now?
Well, that's all I got.
No.
That and YouTube. That's all I got, Phil. You don't have a TV. You're too cheap to get a TV.
We've
got to
do 10 of these by tomorrow.
Ugh. Well, then make them 5 minutes long.
I know. My computer's not working, so I've taken away my bit in the whole show. I'm supposed to be the sound guy. Watkinson.
Phil Watkinson, sound guy. I don't think I can afford Phil Nickel now because he's in the West End, as you know.
Just thought I'd do that.
Okay. So there's no music now. They're just going to hear the creak of the wooden chairs. Nothing you can do. There's no music at all.
Click
something for Christ's sake. This is horrible.
Just click. I'm just going to click.
This is getting click.
Yeah, I'm clicking.
Okay, and
I don't know what it is. Oh, that's a bad one.
No,
it's nothing on it.
Oh. See that? This is grinding it. This is grinding.
Here's
it. You're not.
This is called Respect the Mustache.
Respect the Mustache.
Strange Albanian genius.
Oh wow.
Static Selecta.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah. Should we leave that?
Yeah. This is us.
That's us.
This is us.
Yeah.
Bill.
We're reborn.
This is the new.
You're listening. This is it. With Mike Wilmot,
that's right.
2017,
and not Phil Nickel.
Coming at ya,
Phil
Watkinson, yo, what up, Action Bronson, and Static Selecta,
right. Okay,
Static Selecta,
turn it down.
Well done,
turn it down,
I'm not turning it up, because this is what's going to happen with this show, this is where the show is going, yo,
is this where we're going?
Yeah, I kind of like spoken word, I like rap, I'm a big fan of rap.
Is that what this is called? Rap?
That sounds like rap.
Time it is, man. We fuck around and fuck around.
Hey!
He's gonna say bitch soon.
Yes, no, he's not. He never says bitch. That's what makes him separate. I said this Action Bronson and Static Selecta.
Oh, how did you have this on your computer, Phil?
Mike, I have a very good taste in music.
Do you?
Yeah, but I just thought I'll bring this to the because I
have
I,
you
to
be seen honest, Jamie? Everybody's talking about Jamie the Musical. Have you gone to see your friend Phil?
Yeah, it's quite good. Everybody's talking about
it. How many times have you
Jamie?
Seen it?
I don't know. That's quite a few, actually.
Yeah, quite a few.
He does like my support.
Yeah, is it good? Mm. Would you recommend other people go see it?
I'd highly recommend
How
it.
How many other celebrities? Didn't he recently meet George Takei?
Yeah, I think he did.
I saw that on the internet.
I thought Phil Nichol met George Takei.
George Takei, who is, what's his character's name again? What's his character's name again?
Remember,
you came home and you said it was Zulu, just to bug me.
No, Sulu.
You said Zulu to bug me because I knew you don't give a fuck about Star Trek.
I love Star Trek.
Ever seen you or Phil Nichol enjoy Star Trek?
Have you ever met George Takei?
No.
Well, I have.
Yes.
Oh, I mean Phil Nichol has.
You've never mentioned Star Trek. Ever once. You called him Zulu.
You mentioned
Star
Trek.
Not even Mr. Sulu is real name.
Do you talk about Star Trek twice a day?
I love Star Trek.
I know you do.
I love Star Trek.
I see what this is. You're jealous.
I'm jealous of Phil Nichol.
That Phil Nichol met George Takei.
I'm not jealous how Phil Nichol met George Takei.
Remember how you said his name was George Takei as well?
No, that was his girlfriend.
That's Phil Nichol's girlfriend.
That's Phil Nichol's girlfriend. She's Japanese.
Yes, and how do you pronounce Takei? Eureka.
Again, those improv.
Taxi for Eureka Kitani.
Those improv lessons really have paid off. What's that, 600 quid worth? Right there.
If there's anyone still listening to this episode, you're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot, Series 3, Episode 1. We are back. This is going to be a motherfucking series. Yo, yo, yeah. That's quite nice, actually.
Oh, that sounds like a doorbell. And what happened?
That was just the end of the track.
Oh, well, that was
it was really nice. It just said doorbell, and then it
I like the way we just go with the music. We go with the flow, Phil.
Yeah, okay.
We're the path of least resistance.
I know that. That was really, I thought it was great. What it did is it brought some energy to our podcast. So let's actually talk about something now.
I'm having a fizzy vitamin.
Now that we've warmed up.
I'm having a fizzy vitamin. And waiting for my mystery wine.
You know what I think? You know what I
Someone said? We can tell the listeners. Someone sent me a letter in the post.
Yeah.
That said,
they
were delivering my wine.
Yeah, delivering wine.
Delivering wine.
On a bike.
On a bicycle.
The name of the company has, I forget.
Jeroboams. Okay, there you go.
Jeroboams.
And they deliver wine on a bicycle.
On a bicycle.
But the thing here is,
yep.
We don't know who it's from.
We don't know who it's from. We don't know where Jeroboams is. We can't go and get it.
And he said he can get here by 3 o'clock.
And it's not 3 o'clock.
It's not even 2.
Oh, they might even show up.
During the podcast.
It's 2 minutes to 3.
Let's keep talking until my wine shows up.
Okay. And
he'll be late.
When your wine shows up, can we have some of it?
Of course we can have some. You can't have it because you have to go see Phil Nichols' show. And you can't have a drink before he has to dance and sing.
Why'd you have to bring that up?
It's great. It's great for
what
Phil.
What kind of wine?
Makes him happier.
You know what I think this is?
A little lazier around the house, I hear, though.
I think you ordered wine.
He's getting a little lazier around the house.
I think you ordered wine. I think you won money at the casino.
I've never been to a casino.
You went to the casino, Elaine.
I don't go to the casino.
You went to the casino.
I bet this is from my agent or my manager or both of them.
Yeah.
Or everyone at off the curb.
Yeah, sure.
And I bet Michael McIntyre probably was given a Porsche for his Christmas present. And
right, you're getting a bicycle full of wine.
I'll get a bicycle.
Maybe get a bicycle with it.
I hope no. Maybe a basket.
If anyone out there knows Jeroboams, can you call them for us? Let them know. We're not going to be here after 3.
Well, no,
they've got 1 minute to get here. Did they say they're going to be here by 3?
He said around 3.
Should we call them again now? Maybe.
I don't know.
Should we wait till after they do the podcast?
Well, let's wrap this up.
What are you talking about? We've only been talking like for 4 minutes.
It's more than that. It has to
really?
Be, for God's sake.
That's not really an episode. That cannot be the first episode of our...
Well, it would have been great if I wasn't on the phone at the beginning.
Well, that's whose fault is that?
That's your fault.
No, you said let's start right away.
I was on the phone when I said that.
I know. So I started right... I did what you asked me to do. I can only do what
I... Are you a robot? Are you an absolute... You couldn't tell? You hear a command and you just do it?
Yes,
I am a robot. This is going to be the end
now,
of society.
This is the end of the show. Intergalactic.
Oh, Jesus.
Intergalactic.
We're back. Thanks, we are definitely back.
Well, that's episode one done.
Super educated, I'm smarter than Spock. Spock, you ever tell me you will agree? Ain't no brother like the K-I-D-D. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, with the echo, I'm telling you.